The next patient is Edward Cunningham. The last name is C-U-N-N-I-N-G-H-A-M. First name Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D. This is the clinical case of a 81-year-old white male of Dr. Piccioni, P-I-C-C-I-O-N-E, who is referring the patient to this practice because of the presence of deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine has been oscillated between 1.7 and 2.2 milligrams, and there is trace of protein in the urine. Period. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is very well controlled and has been present since 2008. He has a regular eye checkup and has been uneventful for retinopathy. He also has a very significant history of peripheral vascular disease and coronary artery disease. He has a bypass in the left lower extremity, and he has a history of left carotid and arterectomy. He has 16 stents. I don't know the details of the cardiovascular disease. The patient hasn't had a history of congestive heart failure, hasn't been decompensated, period. In January of 2023, the patient had blood in the stool, was evaluated by Dr. Avalos, Avalos is A-V, like in Victor, A-L-O-S. He did endoscopies, couldn't find the reason for the bleeding. However, there was an incidental finding of a mass in the left hepatic liver, left hepatic lobe. The patient was referred to the Moffitt Cancer Center in Tampa. They are giving a radiation therapy over there. The patient says that he's feeling better. The most likely situation is that in the presence of a normal sized kidneys by CT scan, without evidence of any obstruction, any calcifications, the reason for this proteinuria could be diabetes for a lengthy period of time in the presence of hyperlipidemia and arterial hypertension. Period. Contributory factor, the cardiovascular component with some degree of cardiorenal syndrome and there is a possibility of a cancer associated a proteinuria, very unlikely. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been very well compensated. The latest laboratory work of the hemoglobin A1C 5.1%. following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, anemia. Following number, hypertension that has been under control. Following number, a history of gout that is not active. Following number, peripheral artery disease, as discussed above. And following number, neoplasm of the liver. This neoplasm of the liver the contributory factor could be the exposure to Agent Orange while he was in Vietnam. Paragraph. We are going to order the basic laboratory workup and we'll keep the close follow-up. Thank you so much for the kind referral paragraph. I invested 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 30 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.